The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
It's another hour of What's on Your Mind, the Northern Plains' most listened to talk radio program. Thanks to our friends at the Mothership 550, K-Fire, KCJB in Minot, the Flag Family, AM 1100, the Flag, Fargo-Moorhead, as well as KTGO Tioga and KLTC in Dickinson. With Todd Mitchell, I'm Scott Hennon. We have a guest at the beginning of the program today, which is somewhat unusual. We did it yesterday, I guess, with John Miller from BNSF to talk a little bit about some of the rail egg shipping issues, and we're doing it today to welcome our friend Senator John Hovind to the program. Senator, how are you?
Scott, good to be with you. Thanks for the invitation.
We'll do some open phone time at the bottom of this hour. We also have some other guests that will be joining us, including Tom Lilja will join us to talk about a very extraordinary effort that North Dakota is in the middle of to have some corn research happened in the state of North Dakota. It's down to two sites, I believe, Illinois and North Dakota. And there was a site visit, Senator, I know you are part of as well.
Right, yesterday.
Mm-hmm. And so we're looking forward to learning about that. And we also are going to talk with the folks from the North Dakota Lignite Council about the efforts they did with professors and educators from around the state talking a little bit about coal development. So we'll do that today on the program, along with your calls, questions, and comments at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. This is the recess and or the vacation, as some call it, but I always snicker when it's called vacation. You know, members of Congress are leaving and they're going on vacation. Actually, you probably work more when you're home, or at least more efficiently than you do in D.C., would I be right?
Well, Scott, we cover a lot of ground, and that's important. And I would always rather be in North Dakota than Washington, D.C. Although I have to say, given the challenges we face, I'd like to be down there moving on legislation to address these challenges, whether it's border security or anything else. But right now we're out, and I use this time to connect with North Dakotans across the state. And I'm pleased to do it. I want to hear what they have to say.
If you have questions or comments for the senator, he'll be there to the bottom of the hour. Certainly welcome at 800-228-0550. A couple of high-profile visits I want to ask you about that are happening. One today, Matt Rose, the president and CEO of BNSF. And, you've had the top leadership of BNSF here before. You certainly are on a first-name basis with the president of BNSF. How are we doing on addressing all of the issues related to the railroad and North Dakota commerce?
Really important issue and a great example of the kind of work that I try to do when we're back in state. So Matt Rose, who's the managing director of the BNSF Railroad, will be out here at 2 o'clock this afternoon here in Fargo. We're going to have all the various ag groups, the shippers and the farm groups in to talk about the backlog that we've got right now with grain shipment. I've been working with BNSF and pressing them, as you know, very hard. They've reduced their backlog. By the end of this month, they should be pretty close to current, still down a little bit. But we want to make sure they're getting caught up, and B, that they're planning for the harvest, because we've got harvest coming on now. And so they've got to make sure that they address this, including more cars and more locomotives, and just making it an absolute priority to help our farmers and our shippers. And then long term, more capacity, more track, more cars, more power, more locomotives, because we've got a growing economy, so they need more capacity.
They seem to have gotten that message pretty clear. Yesterday, as I mentioned, John Miller, one of their top VPs in the ag sector, on the commodity side, said we've not done a good enough job. We there's too many past dues. We've got challenges to fix. They put a lot of it on the fact that there's just so much happening in North Dakota, but they aren't. I didn't hear many excuses. I heard, we hear you and we're working on it. Are you satisfied?
Well, I'm not satisfied till they're caught up, but they are making a big investment in long-term capacity. That's vital, so we're not back in this situation in the future. They're putting about $600 million into track expansion in North Dakota this year, $5 billion all told when you look at their system. Clearly, as you said, look, we're a growing state. We got a growing economy. They have got to expand their capacity. And, frankly, long-term, that's good for them. They get the business. But they have got to take care of, you know, not just the energy, but the ag and all the other aspects of our growing economy and have the capacity to do it.
All right. I mentioned the high-profile visit this week. You have the Secretary of Energy and the Secretary of Transportation, both, that's unusual, have two cabinet members
right.
in North Dakota for something called a QER. Explain what's happening in Bismarck tomorrow.
So the QER is the Quadrennial Energy Review. It's something the military does every 4 years to evaluate the force structure for the United States and make sure that the military, you know, meets the needs of the nation. And so that's the concept. And we actually have included it in legislation in the Senate as part of a comprehensive energy plan. And some time ago, I talked to the administration about doing it. The administration is doing it now. And essentially what they're doing is, as you said, they're sending out the Secretary of Transportation, the Secretary of Energy. Meeting will be in Bismarck tomorrow. And it's to look at all aspects of energy development in the country and making sure that we're addressing the energy needs of the country in a comprehensive way. The focus that we'll have here in North Dakota particularly is infrastructure, because if you're going to become energy secure or energy independent, you've got to have the infrastructure to move that energy to market.
So what do you hope to have come out of this when they leave? What will make it a successful visit?
You know, Scott, I can think of some things right up front, like how about a Keystone XL pipeline approval? You know, how about more gas gathering systems so that we can capture that gas that's being flared and move it to market? How about streamlined permitting with the federal agencies? I mean, there's a lot of things that they can do right now that we've been pushing on very hard. This is another chance for them to see why it's necessary.
Is it significant that this QER is happening here in North Dakota? Is that a big deal?
Yeah, it's a big deal. But, the bigger deal is we get the administration to actually quit fighting us with regulation and get Senator Reid to quit blocking our legislation that will truly enable us to do the kind of things nationally that we've done here in North Dakota.
Jamie in Bismarck has a question for you. Senator John Hovind, our guest at the bottom of the hour, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Jamie, go ahead with your question.
Morning, Scott. Morning, Senator Hovind.
Good morning, Jamie.
Hey, I got a question on a couple bills that were in the Senate earlier this year. One of them was the one that you sponsored. It was that sportsman's bill about letting hunters have more access and shooters to public land along the river on core land. I don't know if that ever made it for a vote or not. And I'll go ahead and answer that one. I'll ask you my second one.
Sure. I am a sponsor of that bill. I think at some point we'll get it. Right now we're being blocked because Senator Reid will not allow any amendments to any legislation. So currently it's being blocked. But I'm confident we'll get it. I'm going to continue to sponsor it and build support for it and believe that we will get it.
Okay, thank you. And my second one is my neighbors are a couple of Army veterans. They were veterans from Iraq. And one of them brought it up to my attention that I'm not sure what the bill was or anything, but she showed me that 46 Republicans had voted against veterans' health benefits. So this was like in, I'm guessing, May or June the vote was taken. I'm not sure what bill it was or anything, so I really couldn't give her an answer on that. I just told her to contact your office, and she never told me if she did, but I was wondering if you could give me a little more information on that.
Yeah, Jamie, and I don't get why that's coming up, because that's a bill. There were several versions of it. I voted for one version of it that was a predominantly Republican-sponsored bill. I did not vote for this version because it was not paid for, had some other issues. But actually, we took what was in both those bills and we incorporated in the new bill that we've passed. So I don't understand why, you know, that would be going around when, in fact, we took the programs that were in that bill and we put it together with choice, which is something that I felt was very strongly was needed to address the VA, is to give our veterans choice. So if they couldn't get good service, they could go to local health care providers. So we took that concept, which was in legislation I supported, combined it with the concept in the bill you're talking about, and we've now passed it. So I'm not even sure why that's coming up, but we've certainly addressed it.
And is the president not signing it today?
And the president's signing it today.
Yeah, so yeah. That'll
so
be
So, Jamie, we've taken care of that, and I just don't know why that's even being brought up. I, you know, not only supported that concept, but we've in fact passed it into law.
800-228-0550. Chris, the next one ready that came in off air for Senator Hovind? Roll it if you would. Chris, is it ready?
Hi, I have a question for Senator Hovind. It seems to me in this day and age of hoping that we can try to reduce government as much as possible while the Democrats try to grow it as much as possible, I understand that the senator has kind of made some progress in trying to keep post offices open across North Dakota and kind of expand the postal service, which is part of the federal government. Is this in the best interest of our federal government, or is it growing the bureaucracy more, or can we find ways to privatize some of that kind of stuff? And just wanted to get the senator's thoughts on that. Thank you.
Only 30 seconds for your answer.
We've got to make no, I haven't supported legislation to expand the post office. I'm trying to make it more efficient, but also make sure that we maintain service where we need it in really growing areas like western North Dakota and Williston. So more services there. Overall, not expanding the Postal Service, making it more efficient, meet the needs where we have growth, like North Dakota.
All right, short break, back with more with Senator John Hovind, our guest in studio. Open phone time at the bottom of the hour. And if you have questions or comments for the senator, welcome at 800-228-0550. Press 1 to leave your message, question, or comment. Press 2 to chat with us live on the air on What's On Your Mind.
We want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258.
Hey folks, it's Scott Hennon. You've long heard me talk about one of Minnesota's premier resorts, Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota. Did you know you could own one of the two or three bedroom condos right there at Chase on the Lake? And the prices have been reduced by 35% right now? These units start at $150,000. 700 square foot, up to 1,161 square foot, amazing amenities, hassle-free lake living can be yours. Go to chaseonthelake.com, click on condo sales, and tell them Scott sent you.
PetroServe USA, when you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on in to a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right, get a single-topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better. PetroServe USA.
Loading and unloading grain is safer and more efficient than ever with the Roll-Tec electric conversion system from AgriCover, featuring the new Command 10 remote with next-generation Zigbee technology. It's smart and easy to use, keeping you in control. This completely integrated system uses the same remote to wirelessly operate tarps and hoppers. Over time, the Roll-Tec electric conversion will pay for itself. Why? It reduces driver fatigue. It's lighter by design, and it saves time, allowing more trips per day. So schedule your install today by calling Dickinson Truck Equipment, 701-483-4369. Nelson Ripplinger Sales in Minot at 701-721-1252. Burt's Truck Equipment, East Grand Forks at 218-773-1194. Yankton Canvas in Jamestown at 701-252-6927. Or find a dealer near you. Go online to RollTechElectric.com. RollTechElectric.com.
Adam Miller here with Midas Resources. Today, August 29th, 2014, gold opened at $1,287.60. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,334.47, $667.23 for a half ounce, or $333.62 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,334.47, $667.23, and $333.62.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver are going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
What's on your mind? 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. We will be in Bismarck tomorrow at BSC to cover the visit of the Secretary of Transportation and Energy for this review that Senator Hovind mentioned earlier, and look forward to that as well on the program. All right, let's get back to some calls here, and others welcome with Senator John Hovind here to the bottom of the hour at 800-228-0550. Here's a call that came in during the break on the rail issue.
Yes, I'm a farmer's daughter, and I'm 66 years old, And every year it's been the same thing about not having enough railroad cars during harvest. And I don't know why they can't figure it out. Harvest happens the same time every year. I just can't figure out why they are so dumb. Thank you.
Well, there's no question they do need to figure it out. And, you know, you're right. Look, they need extra capacity in here, and that's why they've got to do some things in the short run, like supply more locomotives, more grain cars, get those shuttles turned. They got to do that right now. But long term, it is a capacity issue so that that they can continue to move oil and these other products. But as you say, when harvest comes around and they need that extra capacity, it's got to be there and available. So there's no question about that.
They do blame, you know, I mean, I think they talked about forecasting being difficult and everything else, but she's sounding as though this is a problem every year and has nothing to do with oil. There's a lot of people that believe this is oil getting a priority over ag. Do you believe that's a problem?
You know, you've got a number of things going on, but in essence, we're growing in our volumes for all these different commodities, and so the railroad is, in essence, behind its in its capacity right now, and that's the problem. They have got to increase their capacity. In other words, the volume, the load is growing faster than their network, and now they're catched up, and that's why we got to stay on them until they do.
Here's a listener from Montana with a question.
Good morning, Leon. I'd like to ask the senator how he can just randomly ignore the immigration laws that are already on the books, how they can cherry pick which laws they enforce and which laws they don't. We have laws that govern immigration and govern the employers on who they can hire and how they can't hire illegals, and we just decide not to enforce the laws. I'd like to know how we can do that. Thanks. Bye.
That's a real problem. We've got to get this administration to enforce the law. We're working hard to do that, and that's why it's so vital in this election cycle that we get control of the Senate so that Harry Reid is not the majority leader and can't block our efforts to not only pass laws that will enforce the border, but to work to force the administration to enforce the laws that are on the books.
All right, Kurt in Bismarck, you're next on. And by the way, that bill, you like the bill that's passed in the House now?
Yeah, there's actually two of them that passed in the House that would help on the border, both in terms of enforcing the border, returning the illegal immigrants to their home countries, changing the 2008 Wilberforce law, which enables us to return these young people to their home countries, but also addressing just what this last caller talked about, and that's these executive orders that the president issues. It's called DACA, but they create the problem because you know, immigrants come across the border thinking they can stay. And so we've got – that's what we're trying to address. But obviously we're blocked in the Senate by Senator Reid.
You know, Senator Heitkamp obviously has probably a little more influence over Harry Reid than you do, having, you know, the benefit of being in the same party as Senator Reid. I mean, you obviously – work well with Congressman Cramer and Senator Heitkamp on other issues. I mean, what kind of an answer do you get back from Senator Heitkamp on why Harry Reid is just, I mean, so difficult to move this legislation?
Well, I mean, right now the House passed two bills, like you said, that would help secure the border and enforce the law. We need to get a vote on those bills. And so...
So what I'm saying is when you ask for it, come on.
That's
Mr. Leader, please, let's vote. He's probably not going to listen to you as much as he would her. Is she having any influence with him?
Well, that's right. Not only Republicans, but we've got to get Democrats pushing on him, right,
yeah,
to allow us these votes. Same thing with regulatory relief. All these things, finding more savings and you know, controlling the spending. We need help on a bipartisan basis to say, hey, Senator Reid, you've got to let us start voting on these issues for the benefit of the American people.
Kurt in Bismarck, question for Senator Hovind. Go ahead.
Good morning, Senator. I voted for you three times as a governor and proud that I did. I'm in a position to kind of judge that. You're one of the best governors, certainly one of the best governors in my lifetime. And I'm stunned from time to time on this radio station that people have the chutzpah to call you a rhino because you're a classy, civil person. And I'm glad that you represent North Dakota, and I'm darn sure going to vote for you again. So please keep your North Dakota attitude, your class, and your style, and you've got plenty of support.
Well, I really appreciate that, and what I would say in return is that, look, it's an honor and a privilege to serve this state and the people of this state, and I do my best to represent them well. And, you know, these are tough issues that our country faces. But what I always try to keep in mind is if we can get our country doing things more the way we do it as a state, that we can get the country back on track.
Just get it done rather than talk about these things,
yeah.
Right?
I mean, yeah. Well, common sense. You know, that North Dakota common sense, right?
Mary in Bismarck for Senator Hovind. Go ahead, Mary.
I don't have a question so much as a comment from the lady who you played the recorded comment about. I'm like her, only I'm a 60-year-old farmer's daughter. And this nonsense about the fact that this rail car shortage has got something to do with the oil development or the energy development in North Dakota is a bunch of BS. I can't think of a year when harvest rolled around that you didn't see grain piled somewhere, whether it's in a farmer's yard or out in an elevator someplace, because the rail cars weren't there. And it took a long time for them to come to get them. So that's a load of, as I said, BS that this has been going on for a long, long time, and it's only now rearing its head, and they should be ashamed that it's taken this long to address the issue.
Well, look, it is an issue on an ongoing basis, and that's why we have to keep working on it, no doubt. But we really do have such a growing economy that it's a bigger problem right now. So I understand what you're saying, that it's something that occurs not every year, but year to year, and that we've got to stay on them to address it and continue to do a better job. But it is particularly an acute problem now because of our growth.
Yeah.
And of course, that's why I've got him up here to hear from North Dakotans. He'll hear from them, you know, in a big way here in Fargo today, and then we'll actually have him over in Bismarck tomorrow.
And it's kind of like in the past, kind of like I always got the impression that somehow North Dakota was lesser than anything else. And now because the energy has put us in the spotlight, they come into the spotlight. And now, like, oops, we got to hurry up and make ourselves look good because of all these issues. And I'm really glad to hear that they're investing, what did you say, something like $600 million in railroad. I'm really, really glad to hear that. So, yeah, obviously, you know, that's not a little commitment. That's a big commitment. So that was go ahead.
Well, no, you make good points. North Dakota is very high profile now, no question about it, for all the good things that are going on up here. So you're right about that. And in addition to BNSF, I'll actually have CP Rail, which is our other major carrier, in Minot on Monday. Hunter Harrison, who's their CEO and chairman, will be in Minot. So we're working on these issues. You know, you're right.
Thanks for the call, Mary. Appreciate it. Senator, can you stay just another segment? Do you mind, sir? All right. Mark in Watford City waiting to go. Fred in Wing as well, and some others stacked up. Karen in Fargo, some off-air calls. Senator John Hovind, our guest on What's on Your Mind. We'll continue after this. Don't go away.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at What's on Your Mind.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
Megan's on the phone from the North Dakota Truck Wash to tell us about their new interior detailing services for pickups, semis, and it's nice and easy. I don't even need to make an appointment, do I, Megan?
Absolutely. Just drop it off at night, and it will be ready the next morning.
What's not to love about that, folks? Drop it off at night. It's ready the next morning. Interior detailing, and they're open 24/7. North Dakota Truck Wash, south of the Pinnacle Cenex in Stanley on the truck bypass. Call them 701-628-1550, 701-628-1550. Thanks, Megan.
Thank you.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us a sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNlive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNlive.com. GCN.
Before the top of the hour on What's on Your Mind. Senator John Hovind with us today on the program. Agreed to stay for another segment. Take some more calls. We have a full bank of calls waiting to weigh in here at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Let's go out to Watford City. Mark has a question or comment for Senator John Hovind. Go ahead, Mark. You're on What's on Your Mind.
For taking the time to field the questions like you are today, I really hope people appreciate that. You and everyone else seems to, well, not everyone, not enough people, but we realize the importance of the 2014 election and taking over the Senate. However, in North Dakota, we don't have a Senate race. I'm wondering what you feel a state like us without a Senate race can do to impact and help win the Senate for the Republicans.
Well, I mean, obviously you can provide support to Republicans that you want to in other states as well. For example, Steve Daines is running Montana. I think you're from Western North Dakota. That's a really key race. So any help or support you might want to give somebody like Steve Daines or Mike Rounds in South Dakota was governor of South Dakota for a long time. Good friend of mine. Matter of fact, they're both good friends of mine. Those are two Senate seats I think we'll pick up. So any help or support you may want to give to them or to the party in general. But, you know, you're onto something really important here because right now we're blocked from any kind of meaningful vote by Senator Reid. And a lot of this regulatory burden, a lot of the problem with getting spending under control, a lot of the problem with getting tax reform and the growth of government, all these things that we've got to address, you know, Obamacare and the way they've messed up the healthcare system, we're being blocked from voting on those things that the people of this country want to address because Senator Reid is in the majority. So you make an important point, and I appreciate your call.
Thanks, Mark. Fred and Wing, you're next for Senator John Hovind on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Yeah, Senator Hovind, I think I'm talking to the right guy here today. This real problem, I have a win-win situation solution here for some of this. And I know you're familiar with the infrastructure of the rail here in North Dakota. And I know they're talking about doubling the rails at the Bismarck line and the Minot line. And I'd like to propose a different way of looking at that. I was in Nebraska this year, and I saw where they doubled their lines along I-80. And it put it that when they doubled those lines, instead of running a single line, they run two now, like we're talking about here. It really congested everything, and it's going to be like that forever. Here, about 20 years ago here in North Dakota, I'm sure you remember it, sir, we abandoned a lot of rail lines. Particular two I'd like to talk about is the rail line that goes through Denhoff and McCluskey and a rail line that went through Wing and Wilton. And wouldn't it be better than to double the line that goes through Minot, double the line that goes through Bismarck, to open up these old rail lines that are in between, so that you have just one rail there, and there's two rail lines that have the road bed already prepared, already there. All you'd have to do is put the tracks back on it, and the bed is already there at Wing and at Denhoff. Now, wouldn't it be better to have two lines running like that than to have it congested? When I was down in Lexington, Nebraska, and at North Platte, Nebraska this year, the amount of money that it took to build those new lines, that double line, every town had its railroad crossings taken away, and they had to put viaducts over, and it created a tremendous congestion with all these towns because the rail was doubled. And I really believe that when the rail a few years ago, they couldn't make money, so they wanted to close down all these rail lines. And they closed them down, and I'm talking about the one that's in between the Bismarck and Minot line. That's the Wing line, 25 miles away, and another line by Denhoff, another 25 miles. I just think that would be a more excellent solution to this than to go with.
Yeah, okay, Fred. But I think we got the gist of it. What do you think?
I think, Fred, you know, this is an interesting call for a number of reasons. First, you know, you just mentioned the railroad closing down some of those lines, and that shows, you know, historically we weren't growing, and so they didn't need the capacity. Now we're growing, we need more capacity. And so whether that's a good way to do it, you know what I'll do is I'm going to see Matt Rose this afternoon, and I'm going to suggest that to him and say, hey, you guys should consider this. So I appreciate the call.
Appreciate the call very much. Let's go to Todd in the oil patch listening on 550 K-Fire. You're next on What's on Your Mind for Senator John Hovind. Go ahead.
Good morning, Senator Hovind. This is a little bit of a different question here. I'm not sure if you're aware of it, but my daughter was down to Washington and met with you. I'm the grandfather of those three boys here in North Dakota that have that rare pecan disease. And the question is raised by me here today. I was prompted by Valley News out of Fargo. They did a segment with them here yesterday, and it's on their website. But patients now that come home with the Ebola, FDA has approved an experimental drug for them, but they yet have passed anything for the drug for my grandsons, and they have a drug available, but FDA will not release it. And she was down and talked with you and talked with FDA, and we just can't get any place with that. I guess I was questioning the double standard.
Yes, sir. And matter of fact, I talked to KVOY about it yesterday as well, and we continue to work on this, and we're trying to get FDA to agree to allow the use of the drug for pecan for your grandsons. And we're not giving up. So far, they're still telling us no, but we haven't stopped. We're continuing to try to get access to the drug for your family. And also, I know we're working on some possibilities. They are looking at possibly Canada. But I have to tell you right now, FDA is still telling us no, but we're not stopping. We're continuing to work both with your family and FDA, and we'll try to get access to the drug.
Well, I appreciate that. And coming from the farmer aspect, I farm and have a trucking company. The squeaky bearing gets the grease, and so I hope we keep on squeaking. But each day that passes, there's a little bit of life that's leaving those young boys, and it's hard to see that. And so I just hope we can get those people convinced to let us try it, you know. And so
good luck to you. And by the way, if you don't mind, Todd, I'm going to put you on hold, get your information so we can stay in touch with you and stay on top of the story. Shane will get that, and we'll stay in touch, okay?
And Todd, Laura's staying in touch with my office, but you stay in touch with my office, and we're going to continue to work for you and do what we can.
Appreciate the call very much. Speaking of that, we have the situation with Ebola right now and patients being brought to North Dakota. And obviously another rare disease, different than what this grandfather's going. But the Ebola case where they're bringing two patients to Atlanta. What do you think of that, first of all? Is the administration handling that correctly? And can anything that Congress can do about that?
Well, obviously, you know, we have to do what we can, but it's got to be done safely. And the CDC is working to do that, and they maintain that it is safe. It's a great concern. And it's something that, you know, we'll have to watch very carefully. That's not obviously my area of expertise, but they have to ensure the safety of the public. And we'll continue to watch and do what we can to make sure they do.
We've also had a number of our listeners comment on the fact that the state has not been given any kind of a heads up on illegal immigrant children being brought here.
Correct.
So they come here, and evidently they were notified after the fact. Your former governor, and obviously, now in the Senate. I mean, is that not just common courtesy?
It's another clear aspect of their mishandling of the border situation. How can they bring young people into the states and not notify the governors and notify the authorities properly? But again, they should be returning these young people to their home country.
Here's another call that came in off the air for you here, and we'll let you go. I know we're short on time here, and you were gracious to give us a little more segment. Let's get one more of these in here.
Hi, this is Larry Mayer from Fargo. I have a question for John Holden regarding Common Core, which is two parts. One, was he around when the initial funding for that was accepted by the state of North Dakota? And number two, either way, does the state have to keep on with Common Core, or can they give that money back? Thank you.
But appreciate the question. When I was governor, Common Core, I mean, they were just starting it. There was no concept of what it really was. My understanding at that time, it was an effort by governors to have some standards, if you will, but it was going to be designed by the state. So it's really evolved since then. The DPI applied for a grant, I think, in my final year as governor. They did not get it. And the state can do as it chooses. The state is not required to participate in Common Core. The legislature, DPI, the governor, they can decide whether they want to or not.
Rob and James.
Oh, final point I put in is I really believe in local control for education. I'm a big proponent of local control for education.
Al Carlson told us recently he believes this is one of the key issues that's going to dominate the legislative session.
Yeah, no question about it. Yeah. And look, we're talking about the education of our kids. Yeah. We need to listen to what parents want and work with our educators and do the best we can for our kids.
All right, last call from Rob in Jamestown for Senator Hovind. Go ahead, Rob, you're up.
Yes, good morning, Senator. I've been hearing calls about people calling you about the railroads, and it's like you're in the railroad business or something. I'd like to know, what is it? Is there anything the federal government can get out of the way of the railroads? Is there something you can do to facilitate railroads expanding that way? Is there anything that where the federal government's standing in the way of expansion?
I think in general the federal government needs to get out of the way of a lot of things. We've got way too much regulation, way too much red tape, way too much bureaucracy, and way too much government. It needs to be streamlined and simplified. It needs to be certain, and it needs to be understandable. And I work on that every single day. I worked on it at the state level. I'm working on it at the federal level. That being said, when our state needs service, I'm going to be on those rail executives as a representative of the people of North Dakota and say, hey, we need good customer service. We want you to give it to us, and that's the same approach I used in private business.
All right, Rob, appreciate the call.
Thanks for your call and for the point you're making.
Jane and Mandan, sir, I'll get one more in here because Rob was efficient with our time. Jane, go ahead. Your question or comment for Senator John Hovind.
I would like to see Senator Hovind work his way on up, maybe someday be a presidential candidate. What's your thoughts on that?
I think you're very kind, and again, all I'll say is I'm trying to do a good job for the people of this great state. And I mean it, the great people of this great state in the Senate. We got a lot of work to do there to get the country on track, and appreciate the sentiment.
Jane, did you get your answer? Oh, she's gone. Hovind for president. Yes, it starts here right now in Mandan, North Dakota. So I believe I'm trying to remember Senator John McCain. When he was visiting North Dakota not long ago, started that effort too. So there's some you know, Senate support for that too.
Well, that's very nice, but I got a lot of work to try to get some things done in the Senate for this great state and for our country.
You're off to honor some vets now, right?
Absolutely, we're going to give some well-deserved medals to a World War II vet and to a Vietnam vet. How great! I mean, that's one of the greatest duties that I get to do as representing the state as a senator.
And coincidentally, on a day when the president is signing legislation you worked hard on to get some fixes.
DA bill. We'll be talking about the DA legislation we passed through to help prevent.
Thanks for staying a little longer. Sorry we made you late for the next appointment, but appreciate you taking all these calls.
Good to be with you, Scott.
Thanks. Senator John Hovind, back to your calls when we come back on What's on Your Mind. Don't touch that dial.
You talk. We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Chase on the Lake. Just saying that. Chase on the Lake, I relax. We're talking about a great resort on the shores of Leech Lake, a fabulous walleye lake with a whole lot of fun and recreation no matter what you love. Pontooning, watercraft, fishing. You can do it all. Speedboat rentals, Chase on the Lake is the spot, folks. Fabulous restaurant, the 502 overlooking the lake. Lakeside dining, big pool, sauna. The place is absolutely amazing. Bowling alley, great place for meetings and retreats, weddings and family reunions. This place is absolutely fantastic. And our friends at Chase on the Lake, one of Minnesota's premier resorts, have asked us to extend to you, our listeners, a fabulous deal for September. Stay two nights in a condo and get a half-day watercraft, all for $399. That's right. Is that an incredible deal or what? Tell them you want the Scott Special, ChaseOnTheLake.com, or call 888-CHASE-06. That's 888-CHASE-06. And tell them Scott sent you.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Beetelsbacher.
At this time of year, soybean fields need to be scouted for increasing soybean aphid populations. Soybean aphids are found on the underside of leaves in the upper trifoliate. The economic threshold for soybean aphids is 250 aphids per plant on 80% or more of the plants. Scout fields from the late vegetative to the R5 growth stage. NDSU Extension Entomology does not recommend a tank mix application of glyphosate and insecticide if soybean aphid numbers are not at an economic threshold. Applying insecticides too early to control soybean aphids may result in a reinvasion of aphids, which would require a second insecticide application. For more information, visit ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Before the top of the hour, rolling on with What's On Your Mind, 800-228-0550. You tell us what's on your mind now. How about that? You can do that. We appreciate Senator Hovind staying for an extra segment. And our next caller is actually someone's name who we're not going to reveal. He did call us earlier and spoke with Senator Hovind off the air, but the story was pretty extraordinary, and so I'm glad he's called back to share it on the air. Appreciate you calling back. And I'm not going to say your name or where you're from, but you have a family member that is in the Border Patrol and told the senator a pretty extraordinary story. We've shared your information with the senator, and his staff are going to be contacting you to learn more about this information. But for the benefit of the audience that didn't hear the call, tell us, if you would, what you know of the situation at the border via your family member.
Well, I have a child, I'll put it that way, that serves as a Border Patrol agent on the southern border. I know of Border Patrol agents through my child that have been reprimanded for arresting drug dealers, gang members. They are told not to arrest anyone. Now, Senator, one other thing, other point that I didn't make, in my opinion, and this is what my child told me, is that the reason they don't want to do arrests, they want to, the border to be, to appear to be secure. And if the arrests are down, it makes the border appear to be secure because there's no arrest. And so they got secure of the border, which is absolutely false. They, most of the time, my child reads books while he is on patrol or whatever he's doing. I just gave away. It's my son. All right. So he spends most of his time reading books while he is being paid by the federal government. And this is criminal to reprimand our agents for doing their job. Is just wrong. There's one gentleman down there he's told me about. He does not care, and he's took them on, and they continue to reprimand him. So, anyway, it's horrible what they're doing.
Is your son in that category? Has he been reprimanded, or does he read books just rather than be reprimanded?
At first, see, he's only been on a few years, and so he's a little nervous about his job. But at first he did, and now he does not anymore. But this one that who's a good friend of his continues to do it, and he continues to get reprimanded. He says, "You want to reprimand me for doing the job? Knock yourself out."
And again, the premise is just lay low and go easy on the arrest, because otherwise the numbers are going to spike and we're going to have issues here. So they literally
right.
are.
So that makes that's what their thinking is. They want to cut down the arrest because it makes the border appear to be secure, when in fact it's not. It's fluid.
Yeah, and here's what I can't get my mind around. How in the world could colleagues of your son on the southern border be literally reprimanded for doing what a Border Patrol takes an oath to do? A Border Patrol agent takes an oath to do. I mean, how would a supervisor write that up? How would they write it up?
Because they love their president. They love their president, and they'll do whatever they got to do. And they'll do just like he does. Lie. That's how they do it.
Oh, my gosh. I just think, you know, some of these people have got to speak out, and maybe with the protection of whistleblower status in the Congress. And I know this, that Senator Hovind was very interested in learning more about the situation, and is also very understanding of the sensitivity of not wanting to expose your son to this. But, you know, maybe this is what it takes for these folks to talk.
You know, Scott, one other thing is if you do come out as a whistleblower, look what they did to the people in the VA. They ain't done nothing. They do nothing to these people. We got people dead in the VA because federal people wanted to get their bonuses. But they're not even going to lose their jobs, let alone be convicted of a criminal crime. That's murder.
Yeah.
You're killing someone for money. That's murder in my eyes.
Could say the same thing about Benghazi, and who's been held accountable there? People died, and yet there's whistleblowers that have come forward and said, "Here's what happened," and you know, you need to know. You know, you're right. And what does that do to everybody else? Say, "I'm just going to read books rather than I'm going to read books and keep my nose down." You know.
Well, I'll write it out, and then we'll get a new president in there. I'll tell you, someone needs to clean the house. They need to clean the house, and they need to clean it good, because I'll tell you, there's a lot of good men and women down there working that southern border. And they need our support. You'll see some things. I read an article on Drudge or Fox or somewhere yesterday where the morale down there, they were talking about the morale of our Border Patrol agents is the lowest they've ever seen it. And it should be.
No, I saw it, too.
For what they're doing.
No wonder. It's the morale is horrible, given what you've told us about your son. Appreciate you calling in today and hope something comes of it while protecting your son's
Thank
position.
You.
Yeah, thanks for the call. Appreciate you listening. And hope you'll call again. Here's a call that came in off here, actually, for Senator Hovind, but he's gone, but we can roll this.
Good morning, Senator Hovind. Thank you for coming on the air today. I'm wondering if you'd be willing to follow Congressman Kramer's example and do this once a week on the air. Have a scheduled time where you meet with us for 1 hour on the airwaves. Thank you, sir. Bye-bye.
All right. Well, I didn't get a chance to play that for him, but I love that idea. Certainly, we love the fact that our audience can come on and ask questions. One thing I'll say about Senator Hovind's office, every single time we ask, they make it happen. And I wish I could say the same for Senator Heitkamp. I did talk to Senator Heitkamp last night myself after a busy day on her schedule, and said, you know what, it's getting to be kind of too long between appearances here on the program. We have the largest audience in the state. It's super efficient for you to be able to talk with folks, and so we've let her directly know and her office know that we'd like to have her on more. But I will say this, Congressman Kramer weekly, Senator Hovind whenever we ask, and Senator Heitkamp not quite as often. But we hear you. We're working on it.
Listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-2-
In the radio business, the fuel that keeps this vehicle going down the road is radio advertising. And we have some great sponsors who we very much appreciate, and that includes our good folks at Border Plains Ag Equipment, Stanley, Williston, Glasgow, Montana. Just travel Highway 2, and you're going to find one of the great locations and some great folks. Roger Gelstead and his crew, his son Ryan, all of them, they're just some wonderful, wonderful people, and we really appreciate their support over the years. I stopped in the other day to see Ryan. He tells me about an incredible deal right now that is for a limited time, so you need to hurry. Case IH Combines, any used combine on any of the lots, 3 years, 0% financing. You don't pay a penny in financing for 3 years, plus there's more, a 2 year or 500-hour powertrain warranty. Folks, that's on every Case IH used combine at Border Plains Equipment. Stanley, Williston, and Glasgow, Montana. Find them on Highway 2, Border Plains Equipment. Stanley, Williston, Glasgow, Montana, too, for a great deal on Case IH Combines. And tell them Scott sent you.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite intestinal freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in 4 delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day. Take them camping or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.